Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Great stuff on the college football playoff, which Notre Dame beat Georgia last night to advance to the semifinal game, which is going to be played at the Orange Bowl next Thursday. I really do think that they are the best, or they have the best chance of any of the teams left to beat Ohio State in the national championship game. I do think Ohio State will handle Texas. I think that game's going to be maybe a little bit closer than people anticipate it being, but I still think Ohio State's going to win that game.
I do. I think if you're an Ohio State fan, that had to be a big win for you yesterday. Just looking at the past 5-year pedigree of the two.
No doubt. No doubt. Teams, I also don't think that Georgia team is on par with the Georgia teams that have won national championships in the last couple of years. You know, you'd think back to.
But what does Ryan do? What does Ryan Day do in big games? I guess in Michigan games, right? Is
right.
He seems to fold. The big games have been the hardest for Ryan Day, and they should hardest for most people.
But, one would think,
but you know, he has this. He's beaten the Irish before. Like that's something twice. That he can go. I'm confident in that. And when he has confidence, you see it in his team. You see it come out. And I don't know that he would have confidence if he were to be matched up with Georgia in a national championship game as opposed to Notre Dame. I think for Buckeyes fans, that was a huge win last night.
I think so too.
For their confidence as well, and their confidence in the guy who many wanted out of there a month ago, and now, and we heard Anthony called in yesterday.
Contract extension.
He's giving him an extension now.
I do believe that Ohio State will win the national championship as long as they just continue to throw the ball to Jeremiah Smith. I think he's one of the best players in the country. Certainly, he might be the best player on that team, and he's only a 19-year-old freshman. But as long as they continue to throw the ball to him, I don't see how they're going to have issues. I did think that Joshua brought up some interesting points about Texas's secondary. They do have some good players on that back end. The one corner, Malik Muhammad, a really good player. But I just don't know that there's anyone in the country that is playing college football. There might be some guys in the NFL, but I don't know that there's any college football players in the country that can cover Jeremiah Smith, which is crazy to say about a freshman that has to stick around this sport for 2 more years before moving on. Like, that is an insane thing to say, but I think it's true. And I do wonder, too, the other thing that I really enjoyed the conversation with Joshua on is the state of the college football playoff. I thought it was fascinating for somebody who, yes, he works for a TV company that is not part of this. They don't have rights in terms of how the playoff works, but you don't hear many people advocate for it to get smaller, right? Like, we at some point are going to see this expand from 12 to 16. That's going to be a thing that happens in the next several years. Don't get used to the 12-team playoff, but going down to 8, I think makes more sense. I think having it at 4 makes more sense, because if it's a 4-team playoff this year, the 4 teams most likely are Oregon, Georgia, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. That's probably how the Final Four would have shaken out after the because I don't think that Penn State and Texas would have stayed ahead of Ohio State and Notre Dame.
I think Texas would have an argument, but
They lost to the same team twice. Like, I think you kind of know that you're not going to be one of the 4 best teams if one of those teams in there, you've already lost you 2 times. Like, I think you kind of had your chance at that point. And Penn State would have lost to one other team in the playoff and another one just outside of it, potentially in Ohio State. I think.
But you know how it goes. And you know who Notre Dame lost to this year.
Right.
That would definitely be held against them. And with the 12-team playoff, that was not really a factor in keeping them out.
No, it wasn't a factor in keeping them out. But the way everything else shook out, I think that they would have looked at the rest of what they did and certainly the eye test. And now, you know, it is proven right after what happened last night. But I think that because they finished number 3 in the AP, like they moved up, they got as high as number 4 in the college football playoff rankings. I don't think that would have ultimately, because of how good they were in the rest of their games, I think that can be, it's easier to look at that as, okay, this was a blip it was a, that game happens once out of every 100 instances, if that. It's easier to flush down the toilet when they looked, when they won, of their 11 other wins that they had, 10 of them came by double digits in the regular season. I just think that's an easier thing to look past, where I think you can look past Ohio State's loss to Oregon. Maybe that loss to Michigan would have kept them out, but I think eight teams probably is the max it should be. It's going to go to 16, though, and giving first-round buys to conference champions automatically, I think that's going to go away really soon. I think next year, and you know, I don't know who the top four teams would have been. I don't know that Penn State would have deserved a bye after losing in the conference championship game. I don't know that Texas would have, but I know that Boise State didn't, and I know that Arizona State didn't. I don't know what this would have looked like if not for those, but I think that we're going to find out how different it can be next year.
The thing that makes this version of the college football playoff different is the home field first round games, right?
Yes.
And you don't get that with eight teams, which I would rather have eight teams because now it makes the Michigan game.
It matters again. It matters again. Right? That's
the other thing,
too.
And it's not going to matter anymore. And that sucks for not just Ohio State fans and Michigan fans, but college football fans in general.
It sucks for the sport.
It sucks for the whole way that it's going. But to move it to 16 teams, you now get everybody's hosting a first-round playoff game at their house. And think about what that does for a school like Boise State, who is hosting a first-round playoff game now. Arizona State, I think that would have been amazing to see them host a first round game that they most likely would have won, but
I think that a fair compromise.
I do think that the jacking it up is not the greatest thing.
No,
for the end of the season, the end of the regular season.
It's not. It's not for rivalry games. It's not. It devalues the regular season. I the other area that I look at, maybe as a compromise to the first round buys, guarantee those teams a top eight seed. So Boise State, I believe they were ranked ninth in the final college football playoff rankings. Guarantee them a top eight seed. Guarantee the teams that the top four conference winners, which this year were Oregon, Texas, Boise State, and Arizona State, and then Clemson was the fifth that got an automatic qualification to the playoffs, but guarantee those top four winners all the top eight seeds. So maybe they don't deserve, they haven't earned a first round bye because Arizona State and Boise State obviously did not. But at least guarantee them a home game. I think that's probably a fair compromise that we might be able to get behind because it doesn't change the way necessarily that these things work. You could even have them seated the same as you normally would, just guarantee them in the top 12. But if they won the conference, they play at home instead. Maybe that's a compromise to go to. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be better. And then you get...
I just know that what's going on right now did not work. It did not work the way they intended it to.
Right.
And part of it, when they were designing this, one, there were five power conferences instead of four.
Right.
And that is part of this, that the Pac-12 was a thing that once upon a time did exist. So that goes into this. USC, Oregon, Washington, UCLA were all not in the Big Ten. That matters. The Big 12 was a more formidable conference because when they designed this, Texas and Oklahoma were part of the Big 12 and not the SEC. So the conference realignment has really changed this too in the way that it looks.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they weren't excited about it being Arizona State, Iowa State, or Colorado being one of those teams that are in there.
When they drew this
especially
up.
Especially when you have a team with a quarterback like Miami and Cam Ward not getting in the playoff, and then you go look at one of those schools, and although I guess it would have been nice for ratings to have Deion Sanders and his crew
in
there.
No doubt.
They weren't the best team ultimately in their conference.
Right. But when they designed this, their dream for this first year, because again, this was designed before a lot of the realignment took place. Their dream was the winner of Ohio State, Michigan is a top four seed, wins the Big Ten. Yeah. Alabama or Georgia, winner of that conference championship game, is the winner of the SEC. They get a bye.
Yep.
Texas or Oklahoma wins the Big 12, they get a bye. And USC or Oregon, or maybe Washington, I guess, because that program's been really good in recent years too, they win the Pac-12 and they get a bye. And then you're talking about, well, we'll see, or maybe Clemson's up there if they have a good year, Florida
maybe
State.
Maybe Notre Dame gets a bye because they have had a
but they,
great
they
season.
Couldn't. Yeah. Like, that was a rule that they couldn't of not winning a conference. And now they're going to, I think Notre Dame's going to be a team that could benefit from this. Because previously, if they would have gone, say they would have beaten Northern Illinois this year. Say that game doesn't happen and Notre Dame goes 12-0 in the regular season. They are probably the number two overall ranked team behind Oregon. Yep. And with that, they would have been the five seed at best. That's the deal that they made for access to the playoffs is we want in, we want to be considered, but we're not going to be eligible for bye. Now, if you remove the conference championship aspect of the byes, Notre Dame becomes eligible. That benefits them. That is something that's going to be an unintended consequence of all of this is that instead of them being a team that's always on the outside looking in at the byes, and who knows, maybe these teams are not going to want byes. But I do think that the calculus for all of this is going to change pretty drastically because of what we've seen over the past several days. But in the same breath, we shouldn't be surprised by what we've seen because the favorites won all the games. Ohio State was favored to beat Oregon. Texas was favored to beat Arizona State by much more than they won that game, but they were favored to win that game. Notre Dame was actually favored to beat Georgia. They were 1.5-point favorites to win that game. Penn State was a pretty heavy favorite to beat Boise State on Wednesday night. Tuesday night. Those things all went the way we thought they would be, but it also totally changes the way that we look at this playoff because instead of having who, quote unquote, were named the four best teams in the country, we've got 5 through 8, even though these four teams are better than those first four teams.